Okay. Our topic today is going to be public benefits planning for the blended family. Our goals for this topic will be to try and shape an acceptable definition for the blended family. It isn't going to apply to all blended families, obviously, because the variations are endless. But there are three blended family examples that we felt demonstrated the majority of the blended family arrangement. We'll also give you a few things to consider when dealing with blended families, that is pointers, tips, things that we've experienced from our own practices. And we'll take you through a progressive case scenario that will point out the issues that will make or that makes benefit planning, blended family planning more challenging. Amanda intends to focus her view on traditional estate planners' views, and mine will be, of course, from the public benefits view. So the first example that we have indicating what a blended family would be, we start with the husband and wife that obviously have prior unions that have resulted in children. The husband has two children of his own. The wife has two children of her own, and now they are in a current marriage or union. Then the next one would be a married couple who have children together and children from prior relationships. So as you can see from this diagram, the husband has two children from a prior marriage. The wife has two children from a prior marriage, and now they have gained another child from the current union that they're in.